But mazel tov to the entire family. It's such a beautiful thing. And Amir Tashem, you should continue to keep this tradition alive for many years to come, with simcha and nachas from everyone. Since you're finishing Sukkah, I figured I'd share a little idea from a Gemara towards the end of Sukkah. Probably one of the most egotistical statements in all of Shas, that Hillel used to say at the Simchas Pesach HaShoeva, I believe. It's on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. He said, "Emani kan hakol kan." If I'm here, then everybody's here. That's what counts. And Hillel was known in the Gemara as being somebody that was an incredible honor of willing to put up with people and all the difficulties that they would give him and harangue him for. So it can't be taken at face value. And so all the Mefarshim give different explanations as to what it means. Many, including the Haksavik Kabbalah on Chumash, as well as many other Mefarshim, including Rashi on the Gemara and others, seem to be working off of a statement by the Mechilta de Rashbi, which says that Ani is a reference to the Shechina. If the Shechina is here, then everything is here. So that in itself is a question. Why are we calling I the Shechina? And second of all, what does Hakol mean? Everything is here. What does everything mean? If God's here, everything's here. Okay, I mean, great. God's everywhere, so everything's here. What does that mean? So we'll try to explain those two things. What does Ani mean and what does Hakol mean? So Hakol, Tzadok and others explain, is a reference to Yaakov. The Gemara talks about how all the Avos were, so to speak, the conduit through which God brought down a Shefa of Bracha into the world, the sum totality of Bracha into the world, and so each of the Avos had a language of Kol. Hashem Beirachas Avraham Ba'Kol. Yitzchak got Mikol. Yaakov just got Kol. He said, Yeshli Kol. I've got everything. Doesn't mean that he was the wealthiest person. Doesn't mean he had everything he wanted, but it means he had everything that he needed. He had a certain menuchas hanefesh and a feeling of wealth because he had everything that he needed. But what does the ani mean? So there's, in this week's parsha, we have the aron. The aron have the kruvim on top. I think that that's the key to understanding why the shechina is called ani. You may be familiar with the phrase that when a ger converts to Judaism, we say that he came just like Yisro, tachas kanfei hashchina, to go beneath the wings of the Shechina. The flip side is that many nuschos, when we make a kelmole, we say al kanfei hashchina, that a soul rests on the wings of the Shechina. So what's the difference between those two? Well, if you look at the Aron, where did the Shechina rest? Rested right on top of the Aron. What was on top of the Aron? The Kruvim. The Gemara says that the Shechina rested between the two Kruvim. So what else was between the two Kruvim? Wings. The wings of the Kruvim were also in between the bodies of the Kruvim, symbolizing the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. So Hashem's divine presence has wings, so to speak, half from him and half from the Jewish people. One kruv is Hashem, one kruv is from the Jewish people. So the Shechina that rests in between, that divine presence is actually the union between the Jewish people and between Hashem. So when somebody joins Tachas Kanfei Hashechina to join the Jewish people, they're connecting to Torah. So what's beneath those wings? The Luchos, the Torah. When they pass on after 120 years and they're no longer able to practice Torah and mitzvos, so they're on top of it. Their previous actions and their relationship with Hashem is what carries them forward into the next world. So ani doesn't mean specifically Hashem. It refers to the Shechina as the relationship between you and Hashem. And so if your relationship with Hashem is solidified through Torah, if you unlock part of your personality through learning Torah, through Talmud Torah, then you have everything. Hakol kan. You may not be the wealthiest person in the whole wide world. You may not have Rav like Esav did. But you'll have a certain menuchas hanefesh. You'll have a certain sense of contentment with the bitachon that Hashem has everything planned for you. That Hashem has given you everything you need to succeed in life and to be happy. And so we say, just to conclude, that every single Jewish person is connected to a particular letter in the Torah. It's not that just that there's this some abstract mitzvah or this abstract subject that you like or that you're interested in. But when you connect with Torah, it actually unlocks something inside of you and brings it out. It brings out a side of your personality that you didn't know existed before. Rav Moshe Shapiro, and I'll close with this, Rav Moshe Shapiro says, V'chaye olam nota b'sochenu, that we thank Hashem for planting eternal life within us. He says, Torah is like a seed. You plant it, and then it grows. So when you learn Torah, you're planting a seed inside of yourself. And as you nurture the Torah, you grow as a result of that. The Torah grows within you, and you grow as a result of that. So my bracha to you is that you should all continue to grow in learning, to make more siyumim, during more Super Bowls, and even not on Super Bowl days. But Mirtz Hashem, whenever you learn, whether it be for a siyum or not for a siyum, you should be zocha to connect to that ani, to tap into that relationship that you share with Hashem, and you should be zocha to have that sense of contentment, of hakol, that comes as a result of that relationship that you have, and ultimately of that feeling of chaye olam, of eternal happiness that's planted within you. Mazel tov again, and enjoy the rest of the game.